Governor Newsom agrees with the nonpartisan budget analyst that the state faces a structural deficit of $10 to $30 billion per year. Newsom released his revised budget last month. Under that plan, the state would still spend around $20 billion more than it takes in. Newsom's budget would make up that difference with a $7.1 billion appropriation from the state's rainy day reserve, along with cuts to medical care and social services for low-income Californians. State Senator Scott Wiener says, under the legislature's plan, those vital services wouldn't need to be cut.
We were able to significantly scale back the governor's proposed reductions relating to Medi-Cal and our immigrant communities. We were able to delay some of those changes and scale them back in other ways. We also completely rejected the governor's proposed cut to in-home supportive services, including with respect to immigrant Californians.
The state must pass a budget by June 15th to comply with the constitutional deadline. But the new fiscal year won't start until July 1st. That means a lot more negotiating between the governor's office and state lawmakers lies ahead. The legislature's budget proposal includes an amendment that would eliminate funding for nonprofit legal services for people facing deportation, regardless of their criminal history or immigration status. Lisa Knox is legal director of the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice. She said in a statement, quote, "At a time when the Trump administration is sending in the military to make sure ICE can violently detain as many people as possible in California, it is unconscionable that our state legislature would pull the rug out from under people who need legal representation to fight this fascist government's attempts to permanently separate them from their families." The Senate is expected to vote on the bill in the coming days. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.